It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's been talk that Twitter might release paperwork related to its IPO filing this week. That way, the company might commence with its initial public offering by Thanksgiving. You'll recall the social network used a section of the Jobs Act to keep its paperwork private. But the disclosure might offer some new details about the company and how it hopes to make its public offering different from the bungled Facebook IPO. Our friend Molly Wood at CNET has been looking at this story. Hi, Molly.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm well. So Twitter IPO, what could the details offer you that would make you either excited or scared on Twitter's behalf?
Scared for Twitter. I mean, post-Facebook, I think everybody's a little bit nervous for Twitter. And I think we're all curious to see whether there are lurking landmines in the Twitter IPO the way there were in Facebook's S-1 filings. Presumably, Twitter is coming out with an IPO that will answer those questions. But so far, their strategy does seem to be ad-related. It seems to be successful. They say that they're going to make $1 billion. But what users of Twitter want to see is, are you going to change the service for me? And is that going to mean more ads? Is it going to mean subscription services? Is it going to mean data mining and invasion of privacy? So that's what I'm going to be reading carefully for.
As a social network, Twitter is so much cleaner and simpler. And I feel like we aren't yet experiencing the kind of influx of advertising that we might see once the IPO happens.
That's kind of the interesting thing about Twitter is that right now it's a pretty straightforward value proposition. I mean, Twitter has been diversifying. They have been moving into multimedia in different ways. They launched Twitter Music. They obviously have Vine. I think they're trying to be a media company in a way that's about more than just 140-character broadcasting. If they can keep it clean with respect to advertising, if they cannot clutter up the product with things like subscriptions, you know, Twitter's on a tear. It's an indispensable service. And they still have a lot of growth potential that Facebook didn't have.
But in a way, Facebook was always very straightforward about this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to sell ads. Maybe they didn't have a plan for mobile, but at least they were sort of like, oh, we're buying this company to do this, et cetera. I feel like Twitter's been a little more cagey as a company about what it's going to do with the companies that it's bought and how it's going to monetize.
So Twitter is either a quiet genius or really doesn't have a plan, and that's, you know, why they went for confidential IPOs so that they could get it vetted first because they were nervous about it. I have a feeling that Twitter is kind of cagey, and I also just think they have a better proposition. Twitter is real time, and the future of communication is real time.
Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure, as always.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games designed to improve memory, attention, and more. Created by neuroscientists. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at TryLendingTree.com. NMLS 1136.
And one last note before we go. Researchers in Korea made a new strain of E. coli bacteria. Feed it glucose, and guess what its excrement is? Hydrocarbons that look just like gasoline. Hey, gas might get cheaper again if you can grow it in a petri dish. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.